Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Let's bring in Norman Burisma with Templeton. And of course, Templeton World, which is a soft place in my heart going back ages and gay ages. Norman, good morning.
Good morning.
I think there's a slowdown. One of the newspapers today playing up the end of emerging markets as we know it. My recollection is this was always Sir John's favorite time. When everybody was hating global investment, that's when you guys found opportunity. How great is the opportunity right now?
Well, we did basically what you're suggesting in Europe a couple of years ago when everyone hated that, and we're doing an awful lot of work right now on the emerging markets. So I think you're dead on in terms of the way we approach things.
What's an example of a blue chip in the emerging markets? You know, you buy the big companies as a general rule. Is there a blue chip emerging market equity?
Well, we've owned Samsung for quite a while. I guess, you know, you can argue whether Korea is really an emerging market and Samsung is an emerging market stock, but that's where it ends up in the index.
Templeton World, their largest holding. Citigroup. Let me bring in, joining us today, Michael Moore from Bloomberg News and our finance team. Michael, a question for Norman Burisma.
Morning, Norm.
Morning, Michael.
Would you say is the breakdown in terms of what's pushing people away from emerging markets? Is it more the technical volatility or the fundamental growth story?
That's a good question. I think on the growth side, that's definitely for the people that are more fundamental in terms of how they come at things. They are worried about the growth and the valuation. You know, those markets had done quite well, so there was a lot of money made, and then a lot of money was basically flowing into that sector. So I think you've kind of had a reversal of all three, so a little bit of a perfect storm.
Gotcha. What do you think in terms of the breakdown within some of the emerging markets? Is it a flat story, or is there a lot of winners and losers here?
You know, I think in general people are still fairly sanguine about the long-term consumption story on the individual side. I think that the resource side, the cyclical side of the economy, people are more concerned about, and that's really where right. The money's been coming out. So there definitely is a bit of a breakdown between various sectors.
Norman, let's talk about the China fund as well. Templeton, like a lot of other shops, has a China fund. You've aged because of it. But, you know, what do you do now? I mean, Barclays has an incredibly cautious view on China. Carl Weinberg, just for record, has a cautious view on Japan. What is your level of belief in a hard landing?
Yeah, I mean, the China fund actually belongs to some of our colleagues.
I understand.
Mark Robius does that one. But, you know, basically our approach would be when everyone else is running the other way, take a really good hard look at what they're running away from. Stocks are plummeting in value. And with a longer-term view, you can assess what the potential is. And when things look like there's a major margin of safety there, then step mm-hmm. in. That's really what we're doing right now. So these are opportunities as opposed to panic moments. If people are panicking, then you want to take a good, hard look.
And I look at the geographic distribution, folks, at their China fund, 54% China, 31% Hong Kong, and 15% Taiwan. Where is your best opportunity now? And I think of Brazil, because it's just been so troubled. I mean, is it a big country like Brazil or something more obscure?
We're definitely doing work on Brazil as well. Most of the funds that we manage are global funds, so the emerging markets tend to be 10 to 20%, and we'll typically have one, two, three stocks in a place like Brazil, and it'll make up, you know, 3 to 5% if we really like it. So, you know, that's definitely a big liquid market that we're taking a good hard look at. It's got problems.
How about a 44% swing, folks? The S&P 500 up 19%, Brazil down 26%. Michael Moore, that's a spread, to say the least.
That is indeed. I guess moving a little outside of the emerging markets, I mean, Japan is an area where we've seen a lot of activity. Do you see that continuing?
Yeah, Japan is an interesting one. We're stock pickers, so we're not kind of looking at Japan and saying, hey, we like or dislike it. We look at the valuations of the companies. And it's had a great run. We were starting to buy things before it did run, and it ran pretty hard on the back, really, of money flowing in as opposed to a change in the fundamentals of Japan. We continue to be fairly underweight there. We think that you really need a follow-through, sort of like what's going on in Southern Europe with reforms and labor law changes, et cetera, to keep it going. And, you know, they've talked about that for 20 years, and it hasn't happened, and we remain skeptical.
Norman, thank you so much.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.